Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
But it's indeed an honour to have him sitting right beside us here in our Werribee Grandstand area, jockey Pat Cosgrave. Pat tomorrow rides Best Solution for Sayed Bin Sarur and Godolphin. Welcome to you, Pat.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you and meet you. And, gee, you've had a good week. You rode the winner last week. You've stayed over and hopefully a bit more joy tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it was, it's been great since I got here. I'm here now, I think, a week now, and it's been great. It's been really nice to me, and it was a good start last week. First ride on the track was a winner, so and a Group 1 winner, which is always nice too. So
big thrill. I mean, to go anywhere and ride in a Group 1 race, but to end up riding the winner, Ben Bandel, it must have been pumped as you come back into the mounting yard.
Oh yeah, look, it's also a bit of a relief, Joe, because it's a long way to come, and a good start like that sort of makes it more relaxed in the whole team. We've got one Group 1 on the board, and look, obviously we want more, but everything else hopefully will be a bonus. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a great day.
Well, take us through Best Solution. I said to our team on air prior to 9 o'clock that just watching him this morning, he seems to really carry himself. He's a beautiful moving horse.
Yeah, look, I've been here three mornings this week and watched him training, and he looks like he's training really well. He looks like he's moving unbelievable, and he looks well, and so he's really happy with him. And I don't ride him much work. Even back in the UK, I sit on him maybe, every now and then. I sat on him a few times in the UAE, but I feel like he just looks like he's really training well.
Understand. Take us through his international form, because he's the highest rating horse in this race tomorrow. Obvious then he carries top weight, but he's got really strong Group 1 European form.
Yeah, look, he's obviously got a tough task carrying top weight, and he's got a little bit of a wide draw, but look, he's got top weight for a reason, because obviously the Australian handicapper thinks he's the best horse in the race. Yeah. Look, I hope he's right, but I say he's going to have to be at his best, because he's got to give some nice horses that with plenty of good form also got to give them weight. So, but look, as I say, he looks like he's doing really well, and everyone's really happy with his preparation. So all we can do for it, hopefully get a nice run round, and let's see what happens in the straight.
Yes, last Saturday you were on Ben Bandel. You were able to be up there on the pace and things. Best Solution's drawn, we say, awkwardly. How do you describe the draw tomorrow, and now having that experience of riding around Caulfield?
Yeah, look, obviously I was drawn one last week, which was my life really easy, to be honest with you. He was a class horse in the race, but it just made I was able to go where I wanted, not have to work too hard to get there. But look, sometimes, if you're drawn down on the inside, you might become a rough race, and you mightn't get a clear run. You could get stopped. You could be following the horses, taking you out of the race. Mm. Where I am, I've got to look at the positives that, I should get a nice clear run round. And look, as I say, we've just got to see how quick they go.
Yep. Because sometimes our pace is a bit quicker than the normal European pace too, isn't it?
Well, I think more your races, you go quick early, and then it gets into sort of a steady run race, and then it quickens again. So there's two or three races ran in one race, whereas the UK, we sort of go even all the way. Yep. Not every race is run the same.
And do you think Best Solution will be able to handle what you've just said if there's a couple of bursts of speed?
Yeah, I just got to get try and control it, because he's a pretty good strong travelling horse. He travels really well, and if I just got to get him in a nice rhythm and try not to take him over too many times.
Yeah. For our listeners, where would you like him? Where has he got a normal racing pattern?
Yeah, he likes to sort of forward, but not making a sort of ideally I could like to sit two, three lengths back.
Yep.
Would be ideal.
Yep.
Somewhere like, fifth, sixth, seventh would be ideal for me, really.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people probably want to sit the same position, But look, as I say, maybe they'll go slow and I might sit closer. Maybe they'll go really fast and I might just sit a little bit further back. I've got to judge it as the race folds in front of me.
Understand. It's a big thrill for you, though.
Oh, it's great, coming here riding for Godolphin and Sheikh Mohammed and his whole operation, his side, it's great. I mean, it's what us jockeys get up every morning and drive around the country riding horses to find horses like this, to go places like this, And look, it's been a good start so far, so hopefully I'll mute the ball or look, yeah.
One last question, because this is a tradition. We come down to the Sydney show. We've done it for a number of years. And at the end of the interview, I normally give the guest something, which is sweet. It's a box of chocolates. Do you want to take the box of chocolates or do you want me to give it to someone else?
I don't know how to answer that question.
You want to eat the box of chocolates tomorrow night?
No.
I'll give you a box of chocolates and you can save it up and take it. We thank you for coming up and spending a few minutes with us, Pat. Good luck tomorrow and trying to win another big Group 1 at Caulfield.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Good on you, Pat. Pat Cosgrave joining us with Best Solution. And